again, thanks for tuning in to Mailbox, Radio Prague's weekly program, for your views, comments and questions. This past Wednesday, the Czech Republic marked the 21st anniversary of the Velvet Revolution, a series of peaceful protests that eventually brought down the communist regime in 1989. Related to the anniversary, Ruth O'Connor from Australia sent us this email.
I watched a show last evening about all the turmoil that happened in Prague years back and was totally blown away by the struggle that many went through to achieve freedom. Quite amazing culture of people to have gone through all that and come out the other side and rise above all that injustice. Truly amazing. I just wondered if you had a site about it all on Facebook. It would be interesting reading for many people. Anyway, thank you for your stories.
As a matter of fact, Radio Prague has its own special and comprehensive page dedicated to the events of 1989. I'll include the link in the transcript of this program. It contains the outline of the events, as well as a large photo collection from those days. Moreover, it lists all the news stories and features that have appeared on Radio Prague related to the subject, going all the way back to 2002. Hans Werner Lollicke from Denmark sent us this message.
I have to write to you this week because it is really a Czech week in Denmark in a very positive way. Right now the scientists together are digging Tycho Brahe up in Teenchurch in Prague and trying to find out about his life and death. And tomorrow the Czech Republic plays Denmark in a friendly match in Aarhus in Denmark. It feels good to be together on positive things where the result is interesting but not important.
Not only history, science and sport, but also food can bring people from two different countries together. Vladimir Valsymbol from the United States inquired about a traditional Czech hard candy known as hašlerky.
I frequently get colds due to my sinus condition whenever the barometric pressure changes quickly several times, mostly winter and springtime. I have found hašlerky to be the most effective, more so than any other product. The problem is I can't find a source for them in Los Angeles, California. Do you know of a store I could find them in the Los Angeles area?
I'm afraid we don't have any information about shops selling the candy abroad, but in the email response to your question you will find a link to the manufacturer's website. If any of our listeners from the Los Angeles area can help, please let us know here at Radio Prague and we will pass the information on to Vladimir. The classic hašlerky candies are black and licorice flavored. According to the manufacturer, their medicinal properties come from St. John's wort, melissa, aniseed and menthol. New flavors recently introduced include honey and sage. Chang Tuan Meng from China shared this with us.
According to Chinese media, 30,000 newborn babies in China last year were named Shibo by their parents. Shibo means World Expo. Chinese names often carry a meaning. One of my friends is named Chao Ying, which means to surpass Britain, and another is called Sheng Mei, meaning to defeat America. Both of them were born in the early 1960s. I know that many Chinese babies born during the Korean War in the early 1950s were given the name Kang Mei or Yan Chao, which mean anti-America or to support Korea.
Just a brief note on the subject of the World Expo, which closed its doors 3 weeks ago in Shanghai. The Czech Republic can consider its participation a success. The Czech pavilion was visited by more than 8 million people and won several awards. The complete exposition, Fruits of Civilization, was sold and is going to be reassembled by the Farm of Czechoslovak Chinese Friendship in the Beijing region and reopen on October the 1st next year. Thank you very much for your comments, questions and reception reports. Before I say goodbye, here's our regular listeners' quiz. This month we are looking for the name of the Czech-German author and historian who was born in Prague in 1896 and died in 1970 in Rome. Your answers need to reach us by the end of November at english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 10099 Prague, the Czech Republic. Please join me again next week, same time, same frequency.
Pavla will be back at the same time next week.